מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם 60 ריבוא נשמות. אין בעולם יותר
out of the writings of בעל הסולם,
באותה נשמה מצויה בכל בני ישראל
600,000 souls. There is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written that the same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon.
There is indeed one soul in the world, as it is written, yet saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body in each person. In other words, first the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul, and by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, the body is cleansed, and to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines upon him. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual. For one depends on the other. At that time he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam Rishon. Since the body has been cleansed, and it is entirely dedicated to Havaya, and does not pose any measures and screens, and is completely included in the whole of Israel.
We learn that the first, second, and third states are all with respect to the attaining person, and therefore, it's outside of man, there's nothing to talk about. And if we attain, then we attain what the Creator created, that Malchut, Bechina Dalet, is in unity, in adhesion with Him. And this is how we attain the single existing state. And then everyone is called Yeshar Ke'el, Israel, all of those parts of Malchut, and all of those parts also disappear as parts, rather they all complete one another. And the souls all exist in unity. All the souls from all generations, from all times, and generations and times also disappear. This is how one attains. And beforehand, there are degrees of this attainment, where in these degrees, there are the divisions that we learn about, to those who yearn to reach unity, at least the beginning of this unity, and later they climb the ladder of the degrees of unity. Those who are not in that yet. This is all clarified with respect to each and every one, that Malchut of Ein Sof is divided in one's perception into all kinds of parts in accordance to what he attains. So there is indeed only one soul in the world, and the same soul exists in all of the people of Israel, meaning those who attain it. In each and every one it is in wholeness, as in Adam HaRishon. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Yet saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls, it appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul, completely. This is the guf, the uncorrected will to receive. And by the force of the Torah and mitzvot, when the body is cleansed, after he corrects the body, and to the extent of its cleansing, of its purification, To that extent, the common soul shines upon him. And the sign for whether the body is completely corrected is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them. Therefore he does not feel himself as an individual, because one depends on the other. At that time, he is whole, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power as it appeared in Adam HaRishon. Since the body has been purified and is entirely dedicated to Havaya, and does not pose any measures and screens, and is completely included in the whole of Israel.